Sup, guys?
I think today we're going to do a movie review on Incredibles 2.
And by the way, my name is Vin. This is June.
I'm June.
I'm Ren.
I'm Ren. Welcome back.
Okay, first thoughts, Incredibles 2. What do you guys think?
It's a very blunt question, actually.
Okay,
overall, a lot of expectation. That's the first thing.
14 years
since the first movie. But other than that, for me, like, even though I don't know what is going on from the first one, if I just sit and watch, there's no regret.
Yep.
It's worth it.
Definitely worth the movie ticket. Definitely worth the
price. Definitely worth watching in the cinema, yes. I agree on that.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't know, for me, it looks different though. Maybe because I've watched it 14 years ago, compared to any other Pixar film.
I think the graphics definitely upgraded since the first one.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
For sure, right? You can see the textures and the hairs and all, that's really great.
Yeah, it looks really in detail, you know.
Amran, what do you think about Incredibles 2 when you first watched it?
I actually think, in terms of graphics, in terms of how it looks, I think it's nice, they upgraded, but it's very subtle.
Very subtle, yes.
So it kind of, it's
not too much.
Not too much. Like, they didn't change any of the animation.
Yeah.
It's still pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
I like that because, like, it's meant to, it took part straight after the first movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it kind of just has a really nice.
But with a very long gap and much technology is coming
true.
Between.
Even with all that technology, it's still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still.
Yeah. It took me a while to realize that the graphics in. Like, upgraded, you know, because like it started with that first scene where he was on top of that drill and then the lighting was just dark in that cave. It just looked great. I thought, like, okay, yep, definitely 14 years.
Honestly, I didn't notice until you guys just brought it up just now.
Kind of why
I said it's very subtle, but then like I appreciate it now that it's like rushing into my head. Right now.
Yeah, apparently, it took like what I don't know the exact facts, but it took like countless hours just for one frame in this Incredibles
2. Oh, definitely.
And Pixar has that quality all the time. Mm-hmm. But the plot, guys, story, how was
spoilers
it?
Spoilers alert.
Spoilers, because we're going into story.
Spoilers!
I have like the face of Jack's face, probably, like just spoilers. Okay, I thought out of all the movies that Pixar has released so far, Incredibles 2 kind of felt the same.
The same? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't think it. I honestly don't think it reached my expectations.
Mm-hmm. You mean the quality, their performance is all stagnant. It's like when it comes to like Toy Story, for example. It's like it's good. So Incredibles is also the same. Is that what you mean, or is it like?
Well, I wouldn't even compare it to Toy Story 3, honestly.
Because they're both from the same.
They're from the same. Yeah. The reason I won't is because I'm just saying in terms of like story quality.
Mm.
I think like they weren't. It wasn't as great as it wasn't risky.
Yeah, it wasn't risky.
It wasn't as great as like WALL-E. It wasn't great as Toy Story 3.
Yes.
Like I felt it was okay.
Yeah. I totally enjoyed the movie.
Yes. I did.
It was
too.
Not terrible at all.
Yeah, definitely.
It wasn't great. It wasn't fantastic or anything. Incredible, huh?
But maybe if say for example if Incredibles 2 was released 1 year after Incredibles 1.
Yeah.
And we were at that age, you see.
Oh, I think
we would be like, oh yes, that's
completely
Incredibles
different.
2.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I think Incredibles 2, if it came out like a year or two after the first one, it wouldn't be that great of a sequel, in my opinion.
Ooh.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
To me, it wouldn't be that great. But the fact that 14 years later, everyone got so hyped and excited, I think that gave it like a plus one or two rating to the movie.
Ah, I see.
Just because of that feeling.
Okay, just because it finally is out.
Yeah.
Just because it finally is out. Okay, here it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Damn, yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, that's quite true. I mean, that gap, that wait, that long wait.
Yeah.
Because I was still in primary school. I was only 11 at the time when it came out.
Oh man, yeah, around that
time. How old are you now?
I'm 25. So like 14 years.
Oh, 10?
Like, yeah,
I was 11. Damn.
Yeah, see, so like.
Very long.
Holy shit, yeah, it was really long.
Sorry, nostalgia trip.
Yeah. But overall, especially the. Another thing also, what they brought it in is the new characters. You see the one that can move here.
Okay, let's get into characters.
There's pros and cons in that. But what they did was they add highlight, they add more texture into it. You know, so it's not just the family. It's there's like something else is going on. You know, yeah. And it also goes on like this guy is being abandoned. You know, and now there's instead of him, it's a she now. She's the mother, the wife is doing all this sorts of stuff. You know.
Yeah.
So they are coming in. So she's trying to help out in between. This kind of thing is happening. Another thing I'd like to point out before I go into character is that it's not cliche. It's not like, okay, it's interesting. There's something going on, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not very like, kind of. It's not bad.
Yeah.
If you know what's happening, it's not bad. But if you want to wait for 14 years, and then you want to go into the cinema, especially you're an adult, you know, just because you want to have that urge to watch it, and then you watch it, like, it's nice.
Okay, like, it's not cliche. I guess
maybe the word cliche is not, but something around that.
No, I get what you mean. They're not playing to stereotypes. They're not playing to archetypes.
Yes.
I think the only stereotype for a superhero movie is the introduction of a new villain. But I liked it. I like that feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it's comfortable. Yeah. You know, it feels very comfortable. A new villain. I'm excited. It's Incredibles universe. I really like that. It was really good. It's a nice feeling. The movie was a really nice feeling.
Although I would have to say that the plot was. There was no... it was pretty obvious. Honestly, it was pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Like, I think from the get-go, you kind of knew who the villain was.
From a mile away, man!
From a mile away, I knew.
Oh my...
It was pretty obvious. It was so obvious.
I mean, we're already in spoiler territory, right?
Okay,
so like, the villain, I actually thought it was... I knew it was either one of them or both of them, the brother and the sister. But I thought it was going to be the brother. I don't know.
Yes,
maybe it was a bit too stereotypish.
I thought it was. I knew it was a sister from the get go based on how she talks.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Especially when what's the mom's name again? Helen.
Helen.
So Helen and her, they were talking in that after that party, after party kind of thing.
Yeah, when the room.
When all the superheroes came. I already knew from there like that.
Something is gonna happen.
I think it was before that, like when she walked into when they first met Helen.
No way.
Yeah, no.
When
exactly.
She came in like the shopping bag.
Too soon. It's just that maybe that's what it wants actually. Maybe you were caught up by that, but for me it's like, okay, the sister's coming in, why are the sisters like this? Now I think it's the brother is the villain. Oops, the sister. But like you would have thought the sister in the beginning, but I honestly followed how Incredibles would want us to watch, you know?
I was jumping way too high.
It's okay, yeah.
The villain.
That's why every opinion, you know, they have
she's eccentric? That's why.
No, it was the way she talked, and then there was some subtle things, subtle animation points, the way she was looking at the characters. Like the way she was looking at Bob and Helen and Frozone.
Very skeptical.
Very skeptical. And when the brother was telling the story about how their dad died,
that was
kind of like what nailed it for me. Yes. That it was her.
Yeah, that's actually very true.
But to think of it, she had a point though. Mm. Like, you know, where was the heroes when the father was in trouble? But at the same time, there's another story of it. That's what I mean when it's not really cliche, not really. Yeah. You know, it's something else is going on in there, which cannot say it's dark, but it's nice.
I figured her out, but then like I didn't know her motive. Like that was something that came about a bit later because it was obvious that she was bad, but then like you didn't really know why she became like the villain. Like the first time she shows up, I thought it was like she's being a villain just to help the brother like prove a point.
Okay.
That's why I was thinking.
Okay. That would be quite nice.
Yeah.
try to say that the brother, this is actually how it is.
More or less like how like the brother wants to bring back heroes and she was just trying to help by being the villain. That was my first initial thought.
Yeah.
But okay.
Thought if they in Maker the villain, if Slave Master, was it Screen Master?
Screen Master. Screen Slave?
Screen Slave? No, wait.
Screen Slaver?
Slave Screener?
No, hope not much, sorry Screen about slave. That, but yeah.
The Slaver. I don't know. Screen Slaver? No.
Screen Slaver?
yeah, correct.
Are you sure it's too much of like Screen Saver? There's no way.
Screen Slaver. It was
Screen Slaver.
It was Screen Slaver. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, anyway. Screen Slaver.
Screen Slaver.
If they made it an entirely new villain on its own new character, like new, you know, on its own, not related to that Helen and the brother and whatnot, that would be so much better, to be honest. For me, I thought it would be a bit more interesting.
I do like the fact that the villain is still non-super.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that this ongoing theme of like non-supers going against supers.
Yeah.
Because it makes you kind of think like, these supers are good, but then what about us? We don't have powers, you know? Mm-hmm.
And the whole fact that she uses like hypnosis as a power.
Mm. Oh, awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Beyond. Yes, yes.
Very cool.
Yes.
Never seen a power like that. Like,
yeah, it's nothing to do with strength.
Yeah.
It's
more
towards mind and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very mysterious.
Pretty scary though. Pretty scary. When I watched it, I'm like, for a movie, for an animation movie, it's there's something, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, still, while we're in characters, the supporting characters, like all the other superheroes.
Do you want to talk about like. Characters coming back, like the recurring characters first.
Yeah, sure, we can get into that. Yeah,
and then we talk, or is it better to talk about the side characters first, and there we go.
Anyway.
Anything.
Because like, I do want to bring up one thing that I was disappointed with.
Shoot it, okay.
Is that I feel like Frozone got more screen time, but I feel like it wasn't memorable screen time.
Memorable? Just to refresh because, like, the memories of him.
Yeah, because like in Incredibles 1, Frozone was straight off, like people loved him.
Yeah.
He didn't get a lot of screen time.
Yes, but
he came at the right time.
Every single time he showed up,
scene.
Like
that one scene made his mark.
But then this one just kind of felt like he's there, but you know, he's not really playing
maybe,
that
okay, out of like, let's say all the scenes, just a certain scenes that matters, you know, like the part where the boat was about to hit the city and then he did all these stunts.
Yeah.
But other than that, I kind of agree also. Like, you know,
certain, he didn't stand out.
He didn't. That only memorable scene of him is when he saved the children. When he came in, you know?
Yeah, that's where he brought the... I like the name though. Actually, Incredible or something like that.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
We need more of that. I want more of that.
I want more Frozone.
I want more superhero action.
And I don't know, for me, it was Samuel L. Jackson, right, this time around, again?
It is, yes.
Because it just didn't feel like it, because he just didn't stand out.
That's my point.
Yeah.
I think you need a motherfucker in there or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mother. Then the goggles went in his face.
But you see, but Incredibles 1 didn't have that one. It was like, where's my super suit? That's everyone is like, wait, that's
super suit.
Yeah,
but that's like, it's the attitude, I think.
Ah, yeah, maybe it's.
Where's my super suit?
Yeah,
and it's
attitude.
Like the attitude behind it. And when he and Bob at the start of the film, Incredibles 1, when they were like in the cop in their car listening to the cop radio.
Oh yeah.
Like that was like
Vigilantes.
a show of character. But this time around, like Frozone's character didn't have any kind of change.
But maybe it's because this time there's more. Is Frozone really like the side character as well?
No, I think he's either a side character that everyone loves or he's a main character that's neglected.
Good point. But if you ask me, I think it's the first one. It's because I kind of get your point when you say why it's not the highlight.
Yeah.
Because the main characters are coming in that has all their strength. Maybe if you put Frozone as the main one, and compared to the rest where it was just so shallow, maybe what they want to do is to balance it.
I mean, okay, if you have all these superheroes in there, use them. Use them right, you know? I just thought it was very underused.
For Frozone, maybe I kind of disagree, but for the rest, I agree. Like, they didn't really use much. Especially this one. I don't remember the name, but the ones that can transport this to the next place. What is that character called again?
I can't remember.
The one that is a fan of the...
Void.
Yeah.
I loved her. I mean, she was really good. Yeah,
she was awesome. Her powers are awesome.
It's like just that one part where she used that power while both of them were fighting.
Yeah.
I feel there should be more, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think she was voiced by someone famous as well.
She sounded very familiar.
Katy Perry?
No,
really?
I think
it's kind of this bitch.
She just came into my mind.
She looks like Katy Perry, I think, though.
Oh my god, we got a researcher I'm running in the middle.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Sophia Bush.
Sophia Bush?
Yeah.
No. Sounds so familiar.
One Tree Hill.
No way!
Yeah.
Okay.
The hot one?
The hot one.
Oh man, she's hot. Okay.
Bush.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, Frozone. I totally agree, the recurring character for him. Were there other recurring characters?
The agent, I completely forgot that he was even a recurring character, honestly.
Yeah?
Because I actually forgot everything mostly everything on Incredibles 1. Like I didn't know that the family didn't know about Jack-Jack.
14 years ago, bro. Yeah. Understanding.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know the family didn't know about Jack-Jack having powers.
Same. Same.
Yeah. I thought they will. Yeah, same. I thought they will know. Yeah. Especially the ending on Incredibles 1, I remember. Where
exactly.
Like, I thought that was the ending. Oh, Jack-Jack has powers?
Yeah.
I really thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, they're still identifying, right, what is Jack-Jack's power actually. They still don't know yet. Mm. And next thing you know, he...
17 powers. Yes, 17 different.
Damn, that's a lot actually.
17?
Yep.
Jesus, guys.
And for like a baby.
For like a baby.
Who would be neglected on daycare and the parents.
We need a short film of Jack-Jack in a daycare center. I want to see that.
Actually, yeah, that would be really interesting.
I would love to see that.
I want to see the progression. Like, I don't know if when Jack-Jack gets older, he'll lose some powers, and like whatever powers he uses the most, that's what he'll keep.
Okay.
Or like he'll be this really OP character for the rest of his life.
I kind of want to see him like in teenage years where he's like, oh fuck this,
I
just
want
to be alone.
Yeah, that's
emo. Like, it would be so awesome, man.
That's the point I wanted to say actually. Like. Since you're talking about this, like, how I wish that instead of just the same thing, maybe like this happened the day after with The Incredibles 2, maybe it can be like the kids are already like teenagers, college, you know, and Jack-Jack is already like 10 years old, 11. So there's something going on in there, you know, maybe this time more of them can be involved. Yet again, like, it's a sequel, but all is like about the same age, and you know, parents are being strict to them, and they're very restricted about their powers, knowing that they actually have one can run really fast, and one can protect themselves, one can be invisible. So yeah, there's not much going on. When I saw like even the first one and now, it's like still the same thing, like, oh, you can't do this, you know, stay with your brother, stay with Jack-Jack, you know.
Yeah, it's like completely just like throughout the whole philosophy of the
But it's not to say they've been abandoned. Is it? They're still there. It's kind of fun to see, especially where that Incredibles being controlled by the kid, you know. Especially when Frozen put them.
I thought the kid was an asshole. I'm gonna slap him, man.
Really?
Like, that's my son. I'm like, fuck's wrong with you? You're gonna kill like people and fucking controlling the shit.
But yeah. I mean, I wish that it can be better, like in a sense that they're a bit older, a bit more wise.
The arc from the first film didn't really transfer to the second film, right?
I kind of feel like it's... I think probably this would be more clear if they do it in Incredibles 3 and it takes place right after Incredibles 2. But I feel like the kids, their character arc is slow. It's meant to be slow.
Okay.
Because like there's a build-up with Dash, like in Incredibles 1, like... You know, he was learning how to control, to control his power. Yeah, but then he's still a kid.
Yeah, that's true. You know? That's true.
So I felt like a lot of this, and I think it kind of comes across really, really well towards the end, where the kids were the only ones left to save the day.
Yeah, I like that element.
Wasn't that like the first one as well?
No.
Oh, the first one was the husband.
No, the kids were on their own for a while.
They were on their own for a while.
But they didn't save the day.
They didn't save the day.
Yeah.
And like I felt like the whole no, you can't do this, no, you can't do that was really important for that particular scene.
Yeah,
like, it's a nice
build
up.
To prove the point and say that, you know, that we can actually do it. You can't just be at home.
Especially when Violet told what's the kid's name, the son,
Dash,
when told Dash, like, look, this is really important. I need you to keep Jack-Jack safe on that. Yeah, that was kind of addressing the issue, I suppose.
Yeah,
it's time to grow up. Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, okay, good point.
And next thing you know, we got to know Jack-Jack can just go through walls and all this. Be like, what is this? You know, a new power or something?
Okay, wait. Yeah. Side characters. I still want to talk about that. I still think all the other superheroes
Void was. I do think they were underused, but to me, honestly, Void was the most interesting one.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what the skinny dude.
The electric.
He was electric. I couldn't remember his powers for a while.
That was nice though. I like the power.
He was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was alright. The most generic one was the freaking telekinesis tin can dude. You know, that can bend metal.
Oh yeah. That's
yeah. Nice. Was it a key that was? I think he. They never said. Never gave him a superhero name. But if I had to guess, I think it was Crusher.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
I mean, yeah, no shit.
Definitely like that, yeah.
And that's why he was like, you want me to uncrush?
Crush?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, you unpunch. Oh my god, okay.
Yeah, but what do you guys think? What do you guys think about the side character?
I mean,
do you have a favorite? Do you have?
Void.
Probably Void. She had the most screen time anyway, amongst all the other characters.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy, the old man with the lava.
Reflux.
Yeah, the lava reflux kind of thing. That was not bad. That was cool. Yeah. When Frozone went against him, that was cool. You know, that was, yeah, it was not
maybe
bad.
It's about time the Incredibles 2 should bring all these
other superheroes.
Yeah, other superheroes.
Yeah, and yeah. Old, think about it, an old superhero. That's awesome. Mm. You don't really see that. Mm. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I was hoping, you know, at that point where all the superheroes and like world leaders gathered, like some of the other superheroes would also show their powers. Mm-hmm. I was like, honestly hoping for something like that. Because like for me, Incredibles, one thing that I felt throughout Incredibles 1 and at the start of 2 is that they're the only superheroes there.
Yeah.
Like, because I remember in Incredibles 1 when they talked about how the law was put into place about superheroes being illegal. There was a lot of like clips from what I remember, like of superheroes dying, or like retiring one after another.
Yeah. I think it's when Mr. Incredible found all the dead bodies.
Yeah.
Deceased.
Yeah. Which now that I think about it, was pretty dark for.
Yes, you say she
very dark.
Very dark, though, honestly.
Which I think Incredibles 2 was missing.
The dark elements of it.
The dark elements of it, I thought it was.
For me,
missing.
They had, but not enough.
Not enough.
That you know hypnosis kind of thing they had it is like wow. But you know maybe it's not enough.
I don't know, maybe they didn't want to take too much risk or something because it's still...
Yeah, you're talking about kids, you know, it's not for it's not like a DC dark kind of thing. Yeah. It's like, you know, for everyone, universal, you know, like 5-year-old can go watch, even my nephew can go watch, you know. They don't know what is dark.
Surprisingly enough, the kids in my theater, they didn't really pay attention to it. They were bored, I think.
Oh really? So
I noticed around they were just like doing their own thing and whatnot. It was more of the people like our age and whatnot, just like really.
That's because they didn't watch the first one.
It's that long the gap, and you know people like us would be like, what's gonna happen?
I blame the parents, man. Show your freaking children.
Yeah. Few days before taking them, right? Like, hey, here's how it is. You know, Incredibles 1 or something like that. You know, but
I think it's different. I think Pixar made this movie knowing that the adults who watch Incredibles 1 would watch it. And knowing that parents will bring their kids there despite the fact that kids won't know anything about it.
So
it was like a huge cash cow.
It can be a soft reboot. A very, very soft reboot.
No, I mean like Or else
what would be the reason after 14 years? I mean, yeah, because maybe we have other movies coming in.
Yeah.
But that's for me that's a very shallow excuse. You know, I'm sure there's a really solid reason behind it.
No, maybe but just... I feel like what I mean by them making it for us, for like people our age, is the fact that, you know, it was really targeted towards us, not kids.
Mm. Yeah.
They knew parents were going to bring their kids, but then the movie was for us.
That's true. Yeah. That's
not
true.
For all those kids who cried in the theater. It wasn't for you at all.
Think about it, and there's no other movies like this, you know, unless you're talking about, let's say, Tarzan, like back then, and now it's become all weird.
Margot Robbie?
Really?
No.
But yeah, I mean, they just do a reboot, they just do a remake, you know. This is like a sequel of a movie that's been made like years ago, and then here we are, like, you know, working 9 to 6 stuff, but nope, I'm gonna book a ticket on Wednesday and I'm gonna watch Incredibles 2.
Yeah, first day I watched this.
But again, it's worth it. It's
definitely worth it.
It was worth it.
Alright, I thought it was pretty similar to the first one. It's just a little bit like maybe 60% of it.
I see what you mean, but I also thought that it was a bit... I don't know, I felt it was draggy for some reason.
It did. Draggy. I think it's because of the, you know, the Mr. Incredible stuck at home. That kind of thing made it feel a bit draggy.
The best part is that they made him the highlight in the first one.
Yeah.
So they had some nerve to bring the wife out, to bring the husband in now.
Yeah.
What do you say? Like, they had the nerve.
You know, they had this concept from the movie Intern, Anne Hathaway, Robert De Niro, like where she will be working and he will be at home, you know, this kind of trend thing stuff going on, you know, worldwide. So maybe they want to bring that in, you know, Mr. Incredible will be at home. This is what I'm thinking, you know, try to relate. Or else, why would you want to take that huge risk?
I don't know, it's interesting, the whole fatherhood thing, he's new to it and whatnot. But then again, he has two children already. Are you that new to it and handling a baby?
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Like, how you know? Is it that you're not used to it?
Dude, you got two fucking children!
Yeah, and not to say they were born yesterday, like...
Are you that much of a dick? Just fuck your wife and go somewhere else? Just don't do shit? Yeah, it's just a bit weird. A bit shoehorned. I don't mind it, like, you know, because Jack-Jack has 16 powers. Emphasize a bit more on that. But then, you know, show... Don't make 50% of the film about that. Make it like 20% of it.
I think. I don't know. I mean, like, I still enjoy those scenes. Honestly, I
enjoyable.
Enjoy
but I watched it the second time, it was a bit too draggy.
It's for you to understand. Yeah.
Maybe that's my fault. I love watching movies one on one, so.
That's actually how it works. Like, you watch Incredibles the first time, you're like, wow, okay. And then you watch again, you're like, hey, yeah.
Yeah, of course, you start seeing like faults in movies every time you watch
it. Like, Last Jedi, I loved it the first one. The first time, and then the freaking 200-300 times, I'm like, no, this is fucking shit.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
Yeah, plot. Yeah, that's what my thoughts on plot.
I do think it was a bit draggy. I do think. Okay, I mean,
the twist.
That's this whole. I mean, I think it's good that they put, you know, Helen up front.
Like, that was nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
And also one thing that came to mind was also the setting of Incredibles 2. Actually, the setting of the whole Incredibles universe. I've been thinking about this. Actually, they have a lot of elements that feel very 60s, 70s.
Yeah, it is.
At the same time, it's actually quite modern.
Yeah, I mean, itself. They had the magnetic trains already by then.
Mm. Actually, that's quite true. And like, I think a lot of how Bob was working a day job before this, and then how he was, he became a superhero in the first one. Like, he went back to superheroing and Helen had to stay at home. It kind of was very reminiscent of like how life used to be in the States.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Back in the 50s and the 60s, mm-hmm. watch Mad Men, you know, like when men would run the whole thing.
Yep.
So for me, honestly, I kind of liked that they made the setting more ambiguous by putting Helen up front.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it kind of shows that there's more room for variety, more like they can be actually a lot more for future films or future stuff Incredibles related.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, yes. So that means they're prepared.
Yeah.
Sense. So if let's say they keep using Mr. Incredibles, it's gonna be like,
exactly.
Here we go again, you know, it's gonna start. So when the wife comes in, so it's
like different. Like no one wants to re-watch another Superman film, you know. Like it'd be great to listen to more like of Lois Lane, not Amy Adams playing Lois Lane, but Lois Lane.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got a feeling the next film is about the kids now in the Academy for Superheroes.
I kind of want that. Like,
yeah, I would love that.
I like that.
Jack is big now. I don't know. Like,
yeah, maybe he's Dash's
what
age.
What he can do with the 17, so or could be more. Like actually, as he gets older, there's more and more and more.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's
holy shit.
That'd be cool. That'd be very cool.
How does this add up? The more.
But he's just one. This is the only superhero that has more than one. Right.
For now.
No, Violet. Violet
goes invisible.
She goes invisible and she.
That is true. Yeah. Violet has.
Violet is the only other person who has like.
Shit.
More
this
than
isn't
one.
A fraction of superheroes that has all this.
Not a lot. Like everyone else has a single power.
Yeah.
Shit, man. Get another child. He's God.
Yeah.
That's it. Each child has more power.
But yeah, if that's the case, they skip Dash completely. Dash only has a single power. Like he's just fast.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking and his sperm is fucked up, man.
That's like you're saying. That's like expendable. Incredibles 3.
Totally.
I don't know why that came out, man. Incredibles 3 coming, maybe like this time it's gonna be the kids.
Yeah.
Dash
yeah.
and
yeah.
You know,
it'll make sense.
You know, the side character, you know, could be Frozone and, and that bit Jack or you know. I don't know, because honestly, like a lot of this coming in, like especially the side superheroes, even the she didn't die, the villain. She's been arrested. Mm-hmm. So it could be like she's coming back, she's resurrect back, you know, make it everything even more powerful.
Ooh,
or,
if like Incredibles 3 would be she would team up with, what's that guy's name from the first one?
The villain, the first villain, right? Yeah.
Syndrome.
He's like,
He's dead, man.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He's dead. Man. Yeah, he exploded, right?
Fucker went in the jet.
Yeah,
the jet. Oh, he died, man. Damn, I forgot how dark it was.
Nice.
Yeah. He was a good villain.
He's very enthusiastic, lah.
You know what would be really interesting for this Incredibles 2 movie? If you know that whole feeling where they were living in a motel, all that kind of shit. I would like that extended. You know, like they go around. You know, they don't know what to do.
Real struggle.
Yeah, because they have to like skip town and whatnot. If they're on Route 66, some diner for some shit. I don't know why I like that. I like that whole approach.
Hmm.
Yeah, it'd
be a bit more
fast.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It might come to that.
I feel like the family only fought together in the first part of the film, not the end. I don't think they fought together in the end, right?
No, they just stopped the ship together.
That's it.
In the end.
No, I didn't like that, man. No, I needed more. I don't know why. I just want more action with the family. I like that whole part in the first film.
Mm.
It was so good.
Mm. And actually, they didn't even use the side characters, side superheroes to even help to stop the
boat. No, they were just standing around in
except
the ship.
For Void. Void was the only one who...
Yeah, she's like...
But they were also knocked out. The rest.
Yeah, because the confusion, you know, because of the thing, the glasses, and then they took it off, they had no idea what's going on.
I didn't understand the whole part. Remember the guy crushed the thing and the steam room, Mr. Incredible couldn't get to the steam room? Fucking hell, man. It's just metal, dude. You're freaking Mr. Incredible. Yes, do that shit!
That was a huge
problem. Actually, you know what? Since you brought this up, there are a few things I saw, especially when Violet was fighting with Void.
Yeah.
Where she had the chance to remove the...
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah. Why didn't you?
Just knocked her out and just left her.
That's true, yeah.
You know, I kept thinking, go back, man. I thought, more people.
I thought maybe if you remove it, she would die. But then, after some time, the other scene where he just, I don't know who was it, being crushed, then he came back to, one of the superheroes came back to reality. But yeah. Okay, that's it. Why didn't you do that earlier?
Yeah, actually, that's quite
true. It's just glasses. I thought like if you crushed it, you would die. Maybe your brain cells would fry or something like that, you know, because you're being... But no, you can just crush it and that's it. I think,
brain cells die, what the fuck, man?
Too much dark mirrors and stuff.
You can just become like slow after that.
Yeah, because you know, you've been hypnotized, you know, so much. And then suddenly you can just remove it and you know, your brain can just...
You're supers, man. You're supers.
Yeah, that's true. There are quite a few potholes.
I saw that, but maybe...
But what film doesn't, huh?
That's true.
Yes, true.
No.
How long was the movie?
Oh, I think almost 2 hours.
Yeah.
Not really?
Sure. I think so, man.
I mean, that would make sense why it felt
draggy.
2 hours,
la. It's a standard movie, la.
But for animation, it's always 1.5.
Yeah, exactly. Animation is usually an hour and a half.
It is 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Okay, so it did feel draggy for a reason, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay, that's why.
I was kind of happy with the bike though. With they created
Was a really good action scene.
Yeah, I thought like there's something's going on. Maybe it's not just a bike, it's going to be something else. Because this guy's a billionaire, you see. Like he can do so much, ample of things. Maybe the Incredible can be like bigger or... like a bus, I don't know, something like that, you know, like you can fly or something. You
more
know?
Tech related.
Yes, more tech
Magic
related.
Magic school bus.
Magic school.
I don't know why the bus came into my mind. But yeah, I mean, I wish lah, but...
The bus from Persona, like, yeah.
Oh my god.
I actually think the bike scene was pretty cool. I actually really liked how she handled like the whole situation, like...
Yes!
It kind of felt like an actual superhero...
like the bike gets split kind of thing, goes back and stuff.
No, just the way she was handling, she was talking like, give me visuals, you know, like that. Just kind of felt really cool.
And then when she's talking to Dash, hey Smitey, I can't talk right now, and then she gets back into
it. Yeah.
Really great scene, I love that segment. I think that was like the height of the movie for me.
Because
when I got, that's when we got to know, right, that the whoever was controlling the train was going back and then being hypnotized. Especially when she was trying to knock and then he was just like that.
Yeah.
Like thinking, what is this, you know, what is going on, you know. That's kind of like creepy.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
They successfully made a mom superhero cool. And I was like, holy shit.
Not all, especially animation, not all.
Yeah. I found her extremely cool after that scene. I was like, damn, she can do all this.
It's a good idea to bring her instead of...
And the way they use her powers is so, like, very creative. Like, the way they split the bike and then she momentum herself with physics to, like, leap over stuff.
Yes.
Really cool.
Yes.
Yeah, it does make her feel like this really smart.
Yes, she knows how to use her powers.
That's the whole purpose why they use her instead of the husband. Because he's just, like, something like Hulk, you know, like...
Yeah, he just punches.
Clumsy and stuff. So she's, like, more, like, organized and aligned, you know, like, when they tell her, like, she knows.
But for me, honestly, actually, my favorite... scene was Jack versus Raccoon.
Actually, yeah, bro.
That's my second favorite.
Yeah, that's
my second
cute. That's cute though.
That was good.
That scene, like,
it was
pretty good. Like, kind of just envision this. It's like tiny people, like, fighting.
That was so good.
I do want to ask you one thing. Since you've watched it twice.
Okay.
You know how Pixar movies always have references to other Pixar films?
Yes. Yeah. I did not see any.
Exactly. I didn't notice any.
But then again, they never, like, put it out there.
It's never obvious?
Yeah, it's never obvious. It's always hidden.
It's always hidden. But then, like, I'd be excited to see what kind of connections they come up with this time.
Yeah.
Because I've been following the Pixar theory for so long now. Like,
what you're trying to say is where, like, you know, like Toy Story, they had the truck, the pizza van.
Yes.
Toy Story 2.
Something like
and
that.
Then, and,
you
know,
and
then, like,
and then they relate that to some other. That truck was actually had some other movies, Pixar films as well. Was it like that?
Have you gone through the Pixar theory?
Not really.
It's like how they're all linked.
Yeah, essentially, the Toy Story one,
I actually read through. I can't remember what movie. I can't exactly remember, but I remember that truck, the pizza truck, exists in other movies and yeah. it links.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of links, and apparently, like, every time a new film comes out, like, that the theory is updated.
Yeah.
I really want to see what they have from Incredibles.
Maybe if, who knows, you watch it for the third time, like, wait a minute.
Nah, I wouldn't watch it for the third time. Not for me.
You did twice, so I don't know.
Maybe in the next year or two, then I don't mind.
I think I would. If I watch it again, I'm gonna look out. So how would you guys rate the film?
Okay, ratings.
Out of ten Aetna modes, like how?
Out of 10 Aetna modes, that's the unit. Okay, the okay. Unit.
Okay, like for me, I'll be as nice as like 8 lah.
No, be harsh.
I'm not like
it's an 8? It's an 8 for you? Okay.
8 lah. Okay, seven.
Fickle bastard.
I'm sorry, no. Okay, I'm a bit confused. Because the thing is, before we're talking about it, yeah, it's nice, but as we realize, there's a lot of elements where it can be better, so maybe I start to work.
Yeah.
But seven is 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amran?
I agree, 7 out of 10 is a good number for me.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
Because like anything below 7, if it's like between 6 to 6.5, that's like cult status already. I don't think this is going to be a cult status thing.
Uh-huh.
Like it's better than a cult status film.
Yeah. It is.
So I say 7 is good. 7, I would say 7.
I mean, it's going to be a 7 for me too. It's safe. It's it's nice to watch.
Didn't you say 4 before the episode?
4? No, I said 7. Fuck you. 4 is fucked. That's a fucked film.
So 777, that's jackpot.
7 at 777 at the Mo's.
Yeah.
7 at the Mo's.
77 at the Mo's.
So, yeah. So it's worth to watch, you know, if
once
it's going
in
on
the theaters.
Once, yeah, it's worth it.
Second time in Blu-ray or something, if you want to buy
it. Bring your family, your friends, or...
Or wait until it comes out on like Star Movies or HBO.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We'll have Hasbi next time.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, Hasbi, maybe we have more input, you know, more ideas.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, well, see you guys on the next episode.
See you guys.
Ciao.